There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I was going out with my girlfriend for over 10 years. And we disappointed. She broke up with me in 2001. I want to find out how can I get to bring her back again.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 51.
How old is she?
She's 47.
Why? First of all, why did you date? Were either of you married to other people?
No.
So how come you dated for 10 years and never got married?
I do not know.
Did you want to marry her?
Yes.
Did you ask her?
Yes.
And she said no?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
But, I mean, if you're dating something, did you continue to date her after she said no, she didn't want to get married?
Yes.
So how long did you date? When did you ask her to marry you? How many years in?
94.
Why did the two of you break up?
Her friends just got jealous and stuff, and she just left.
What do you mean her friends got jealous?
Her friends, she just left, that's it.
No, she didn't. Joey, you did something that made her unhappy.
Excuse me?
You did something that made her unhappy. People don't just leave.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I'm a psychologist. I know how people behave.
Yeah, but you're not God.
That is absolutely true. Never even pretended to be.
Right.
So, I mean, but Joey, has she been in touch with you at all in the last 7 years?
Yeah.
When?
In 2004.
When she got in touch with you, what did she do?
She was talking, that's all.
Well, Joey, do you have a job?
Yeah.
Do you have your own house?
Yes.
Why don't you go find someone else to date? It doesn't sound to me that she's interested. I mean, the thing is, you're right, I'm not God, but I am a psychologist. And if you could say, well, we broke up because I was spending too much time at work, or I flirted with other women, or she wanted to have children, then we have something to go on. Then you could say, well, okay, I'm willing to do this differently. But at this moment, you're saying you didn't do anything, that you just left. It gives me nothing to help you with, and it's probably not accurate. And if you didn't do anything and she just left, how are you going to get her back? I don't think that's a reasonable way of thinking about it. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and you're not going to like it a whole lot. But what I want you to do is see if you can think about what you might have done that made her unhappy. Because if you can figure out something that you did, then maybe we can undo it. If there's nothing you did, there's nothing you're going to be able to do. I you know, and I'm not saying you shouldn't call her or get in touch and say, look, I'd really like to take you out for dinner. But if she hasn't been in touch with you, I don't think I'd hold my breath. What I'd probably do is move on and see if you could find somebody else that you liked and start afresh. Because 10 years is a long time in a relationship, and maybe she felt that she, you know, that she outgrew you, or I don't know. I mean, you're not giving me anything to work on here. I only know how to get her back if we know what she was unhappy about. So think about it, even though it may make your stomach hurt. If you can't come up with anything, then I think you have to start over with somebody else, although it's perfectly okay to call up and say to her, listen, I'd really like to see you again. Are you interested? But my guess is she's going to say no, and I don't want your feelings to be hurt. But if you can figure out what you did, then you can say, you know, I've stopped drinking, or I'm not flirting with my secretary anymore, or, you know, I'm not gambling, or all the, you know, and I'm not accusing you of any of those things. I'm just saying that those are some of the classic reasons why people break up with each other. So think about it. Matthew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing, Dr. Joy?
I'm doing good, Matthew. What's on your mind?
I have a question about dating.
Okay.
I'm going, not on like a blind date, but it's like a sit-down for tea or coffee or something.
Okay.
I've never met this woman before, but I wonder how should I approach it? Like,
okay.
What should I say?
How did this date get set up?
Actually, I work at a high school cafeteria, and one of the teachers approached me and said, are you married, first of all? And I was like, no. She was like, well, I have a friend if you would like to go out and have coffee.
Great.
I was like, sure.
Great. Okay, how old are you, Matthew?
38.
Okay, and how old's the woman that we're meeting? Do we know?
I believe she said she's 38.
Okay, great. Have you ever been married?
No.
Has she? Or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Listen, a first date is kind of like a job interview in some ways, right? Mm-hmm. What you're going to try and do is you don't have to worry about a cute pickup line. You should probably offer just, and I know this is very chauvinistic, but I would still suggest that maybe you sort of offering to buy her coffee. And if you're having a really good time, you can say, listen, I'd love to buy you some dinner if you have time, but wait and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because coffee gives both of you a chance to kind of bail out if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do something that's a little corny but kind of cute if you want to, which is to show up with like a rose or something like that, but you certainly don't have to.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel uncomfortable. But the idea is, in the same way that there's a job interview, what you're trying to do is establish a little bit about who you are and find out a little bit about the job. All right?
Okay.
So what you're going to go in and sort of, you're going to say to her, you know, gee, so you can talk about the person who introduced you to start with. You know, I really like Sarah. She thought we'd have this in common. Be prepared to talk a little bit about what your, you know, what your hobbies are. It's always not a bad idea to talk about movies. I'd stay away from politics. Be careful about making jokes because you don't know her sense of humor yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I would certainly not have a drink.
Okay.
If coffee makes you jittery, have tea, whatever. But the idea being, just be as relaxed in yourself as much as you can. With the idea being, if it's really fun for both of you, then you can either extend the date or plan another date. And it's perfectly okay to ask her out, if you really like her, to ask her out if... you know, for a follow-up date. Guys forget that that's a really cool thing to do. If you're not certain, then you can ask for her. If you're certain you don't want to see her again, just say, gee, this was fun. Do not ask for her phone number if you have no intention of calling her again.
Okay.
One of the things that you can do is say, look, I know women these days are a little uncomfortable about giving a guy a phone number, so if you'd like, I'd be delighted to give you mine, or I'd love to have yours as well. So
okay.
Offering your phone number is a bad thing to do. But I would just treat it as kind of one of those things that there's really not much at risk. It's kind of interesting always to see what our friends see in us when they fix us up with somebody else, what they, you know, what they see is the overlap. It's going to be short. It's not very much expense. Hopefully neither of you have to travel very far to do it. Wear comfortable, clean clothes. Do not, you know, and just kind of relax and be yourself. Don't tell her anything that you don't want to have in the newspaper the next day. I don't think she'd go do that, but a first date, and this is kind of a date. It's just a date light. And see how both of you, you know, sort of react to each other. I would also suggest that both of you are going to be a little nervous.
Yeah.
As much as I'm trying to tell you to be calm, make sure you're on time. It's much better for you to show up a little early and wait for her than it is to keep her waiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's just good manners.
I said
if you want to show up with a flower or something, that's fine. Don't, it shouldn't be a huge bouquet. Just, you know, daisies or a little bit, you know, that you can buy on the street corner.
Yeah.
Offer to pay for her coffee. And if you're not sure, I'd ask her for another date because everybody's a little nervous on the first date. If you hated it, don't ask for her phone number. If you had a great time and you're not sure, what you can say is, I had a great time. I'd love to do this again. How do you feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I'm at a little disadvantage, too, because her friend, I'm sure, told her how I look, and I have no idea what this girl looks like.
Well, I mean, it's perfect. Do you know enough to identify who she is? Or?
Well... the one lady, that the teacher that's hooking us up, she's going to be there as well.
Oh, great. That makes it even easier.
Yeah.
Listen, if she's gorgeous, try not to let your tongue hang out. If she's a little heavier than you expected her to be, don't say, oh, my God. Okay? Just be polite and be friendly. That's all you have to be
on
the first
day. Well, that's
easy to do. All right? Let me know how it goes. When's the date?
This weekend, Saturday.
Ooh, let me know. Call me on Monday. Let me know.
I'm a first-time caller, too, so.
Well, good. And a first-time dater. It's all firsts, all right? You little virgin, you? All right, so we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, thank you.
Have fun. Yeah, one of the things that I maybe should emphasize, although, you know, there's a huge amount of variation about it. Huge number of people are meeting online. This one, I think, is an easier transition because it's a fix-up, which is great, because and the woman who's fixing them up will be there, which makes everything a lot easier. And her friend has probably said, look, I'll give you a signal that says either stay or go. So, but part of the biggest mistake I made I've seen it both ways on first dates that go on that were supposed to be coffee that go on for hours. But I actually had, I think, one date that went on for like 5 hours, and I think he just got exhausted because he was really clearly thinking this was great at the beginning, and I think after 5 hours, that was kind of a marathon. I was okay, and I didn't sort of know how to end it and expect that he would, so be a little careful about timing. You're better to leave him wanting more. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I want to dedicate, I guess, this segment to Matthew. We had asked on Facebook about major turn-ons and turn-offs for first date. Manny, I mean, you're still dating, right? I know you're with somebody right now, but so you've been dating in the last year, right?
Yeah, actually more like five months or so, yeah.
Yeah, so I meant before you. So was she an internet date?
Yes.
And so where was your first date?
Our first date was a hockey game.
So it sounds like you invited her.
Yeah.
Well, does she like hockey?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was good.
Sporting events are not a bad first date. I mean, good for you.
Yeah, no.
Because what people traditionally do, yeah, is they invite somebody for a movie. And the problem about a movie is you can't talk. Right. And if you do, I'm going to personally come in and grow your toenails. So a hockey game is great because you can yell and scream, assuming she likes hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Did either of you have to, did you pick her up or did she meet you there?
I picked her up.
See, that really depends, I think, on part of the country. In a large number of places in this country, that wouldn't work because you're basically getting into a car with a stranger.
Right.
So maybe, is that the common first aid, is you pick somebody up or you meet them there?
I think it just kind of, for this particular case, it just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know, it just, I think with the timing and kind of, you know, it worked out because she was on her way, you know, she was on the way to the arena, you know, from where I was.
So no, it's not the convenience or inconvenience. It's just, especially for women, it's an issue of safety.
Right. Yeah.
And obviously you're an okay guy, totally. But yeah. So you would, tell me, have you had any disastrous first dates?
I wouldn't say disastrous. I've had some that just did not go very well, where, like,
maybe you knew
10 minutes into it, I could just go, this is probably not going to go anywhere.
So did you ask for her phone number at the end of a date that didn't go very well?
No, I've never, not for one that hasn't gone well, no. I've never
good.
Done that.
Because an awful lot of guys feel that that's kind of expected of them, and they don't want to appear impolite, but it's a mistaken notion. What you're doing is trading off long-term pain for short-term comfort. If you're not going to go out with her again, don't ask for her phone number.
Right.
And you could always, if you want to go out with somebody, because sometimes women, with cell phones, it became a whole different issue. Because with cell phones, you have caller ID, so you can answer the phone or not. So the days of a woman giving a phone number with one digit wrong, I think, hopefully come and gone, which was never a very nice thing to do. You're much better off to just say, gee, thanks, this was really great, but, you know, I'm not going to be dating for a while, or an old boyfriend has come back into the picture, or I'm not sure what my sexual orientation is at this moment. I mean, anything. But asking somebody for a phone number is the implication that you're interested in having them call you, or you're going to call them. And if you're not, not a very nice thing to do. And as I said, I'm not terrifically good at ending dates, and which, you know, I just sort of feel like I don't want to feel that I'm saying to somebody, okay, this has been a disaster, and I know I should be better. I just don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So I usually kind of stick it out. I won't give out my phone number if I really don't want to see this person again. And there's only one date I've ever been on in my whole life, although I haven't done a huge amount of dating because I was married for part of the time when people date. I didn't date when I was married, I didn't make up. It's the only time I really felt like I was going to jump out of my own skin. And I just said that I had a problem with my contact and went in the ladies' room and took a deep breath and said, look, I've got to go home. I've got a scratched cornea, which I wasn't terribly proud about doing, but I just didn't know how to say, this is just plain awful and I'm not going to go out with you again and I'm not really willing to invest much more time. My daughter, who's much more of an expert of dating than I am, because she's, I suppose, been in some ways doing it longer, says that she does hour dates, and a half hour date is just fine. She'll do a coffee date with saying, look, I can spend an hour, with the idea being that if it's great, you can always extend it or reschedule. And if it's not, then you've only wasted a half hour. So she's I wrote the book about it, but she's practiced it a lot more than I have. Alrighty, so we asked people what a major turn on or turn off was. What have we got on Facebook? People were surprisingly shy about this.
Yeah, we just have two. Stephanie says smoking, yuck.
Well, I think most people know ahead of time, especially if you've done any online stuff, it says smoker, not smoker. And the response is, you know, non-smoker or social smoker. And I thought, well, what's the alternative to being a social smoker? Somebody who burst into flames? I mean, what does that mean to be a social smoker? I don't even know what that means.
I guess maybe a smoker but doesn't smoke often.
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, I don't really either. I mean, I guess that's the only thing I could think of that.
Or somebody who
they just kind of
if you don't want them to smoke, won't smoke around you. Maybe that's what it means. Although that isn't actually what it says. And for those of us who are adamant non-smokers, if somebody only if I'd go because in the old days I wasn't as careful about it, and so somebody who would not smoke around me, but they smell like smoke and they taste like smoke. And so if they think they're being a hero because they've only had 2 cigarettes, and I think they're being a thug because they're smoking. So it's just one of those things. If someone smokes, I'd say, listen, call me when you've given it up. But it's just not going to work. I know, sounds. And there are certain things that are clearly deal breakers. And obviously for those of us who are adamant non-smokers, smoking is one of them. Also, it's amazing how often people get smashed on the first date. I guess because they're nervous. But you hear me saying to Matthew, don't have anything to drink, because you can always have club soda. You could always I suppose you could have a beer, a glass of wine or something. But there are certainly low alcohol beverages, and you don't necessarily want to give somebody an idea that you don't drink if you do, or make them uncomfortable about drinking. But still, be very cautious because you're going to be nervous. And what we know is that alcohol tends to be the solvent of that little voice in you that says, don't say that, don't do that.
Well, and that right? Actually leads to the second comment from Marcy. She says her turnoff is drinking too much or being rude or disrespectful to others.
Yeah, all you have to do is be rude to a wait staff for me to think, okay, well, that's how we treat people.
Right, yeah.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Eileen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey there. My question is, what are my alternatives to when I get mad or frustrated and I just walk away and, like, go to a quiet place? That's not passive aggressive. What is that when I do that, and what can I do different?
Okay, I think those are three separate questions. Let me take all of them as soon as we come back, all right? One is, what is an alternative to walking away? Is it passive-aggressive, and why does she walk away? All right, we'll tackle all three of them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness,
promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Eileen, call me back. If you don't call me back, I'll answer your questions, but it would really help if you called back. In the meantime, Candy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, Candy.
I just have a question about some advice I gave to my son. I don't know if it was the right thing to do or not.
Okay.
He is older. He's 42, and he met a girl. He's known her for a few years in a store. And he was supposed to go for dinner with a couple that he knows, and he didn't want to go by himself, so he asked this girl, who's quite a bit younger than him.
How old is she?
She's only 21.
Oops.
Yeah. But it was just a dinner. It wasn't like, you know, it was just a dinner with friends. It wasn't like, you know, a date kind of
thing.
Well,
it sounds pretty close. Well,
yeah. He didn't want to go by himself, so he asked her if she wanted to go. And so she said yes, and then he called her on the Friday. They were supposed to go on Sunday. He called her on the Friday before, and she didn't answer the phone. Somebody else answered the phone and was questioning him and that sort of thing. And so then he called her on the Sunday before, like the day of, and she didn't answer the phone. So they didn't go. And so he...
Wait a minute. Let me get this. All right, so wait a minute. He met her at a store. He invited her to come. And how far in advance did he invite her to come to the dinner?
About a week.
Okay, and then I got confused about the phone calls. Tell me about the phone calls again.
He called her on the Friday,
right.
And somebody else answered the phone. I'm thinking it was her mother, probably thinking,
okay,
you're too old for my daughter, you know, that kind of thing. And
did he talk to him, answered the phone? Did he ask for her?
Yes.
And they said, no, she's not here right now. I'll give her a message,
right,
or something?
Right.
Okay.
And she wanted to know his name and, you know, all this, you know, some questions, you know, about him. So that was fine.
Okay.
So then when he called her on Sunday before they were supposed to go, she didn't answer the phone. And he had left her two messages.
Okay.
So they didn't go, obviously. So now he said to me, now I can't go in the store. I'll just go in when she's not there. And I said, Andrew, oops, I shouldn't say his name. I said,
George, you said?
I said, just go to the grocery store, buy a little bunch of flowers. Go in there and just say, I'm sorry I put you on the spot. This is just like, I don't know how I put it, something like, you know, just to make up for it. You know, we'll just, you know, just be friends, you know. It was just a dinner. It wasn't anything, you know. Wasn't asking you to marry me or anything. You know, I gave
him
that kind of
thought. Why would he show up with flowers just to say...
Just that he was sorry that he put her on the spot like that, you know, that... You
okay,
know, that,
I don't disagree with just saying, look, I'm sorry, you know, this was probably kind of an impulsive act on my part. I know you're young enough to be my daughter, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I don't think the flowers imply something very different. I think
the
flowers imply,
I thought it would
yeah,
be like
that,
an apology, you know.
Well, but he doesn't really have anything to apologize for. That she's a big girl. She could have. I mean, she's young, but she's not 12, and she could have said, "I don't think it's a good idea." What happened is, look. It was an impulse on his part. She thought, okay, she talked to somebody about it, either her mom or friends, who said, why are you hanging out with a guy who's old enough to be your father? And she said, well, you know, it's not really a date. And then when her mother sort of got involved, it just, I mean, she didn't exactly cover herself with glory. What she should have done is called him back and said, look, I've thought about this, and I know I said I would do it, but it just doesn't feel quite right to me. So let me get out of this, and
right,
hopefully you have enough time to get somebody else. So I don't think he has anything to apologize for except acting a bit impulsively, and she didn't cover herself with glory. So, I mean, I think going in and saying, if he's going to go into the store, and I don't know how important it is to go to that store, I wouldn't do the flowers. I think that puts it a whole different kind of category, because he didn't really do anything wrong. She felt uncomfortable about it. I think it's just one of those issues where, I mean, I think all of us have done it. We've said yes, and when we thought about it, we thought, what am I doing? But what
most of,
in the land of the grown-up, what you do is pick up the phone and say, look, I've been thinking about this, and it really doesn't make any sense. You don't just not answer a phone call or stand somebody up or ask your mom to make your excuses. I mean, she's 21, not 12.
Right. But I just thought, just because he goes into that store on a regular basis.
Well, if he wants to go into the store, what kind of store is it?
He buys gold and stuff, like for investment, gold and silver and...
Okay, well, so it's a business kind of thing, and he wants to be able to use the store again. I would just bop into the store and say, hey, listen, sorry the miscommunication, missed you at dinner, everybody probably would have been a little too old for you anyway, but I just make it very casual. I'd be kind of stupid and cheerful.
Yeah,
but
I
wouldn't need the flowers.
Tell him, you know, don't go into the store because she's
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think just going in and neutralizing it. But I wouldn't do the flowers. I think the flowers are sending a whole different message.
Flowers are too much, eh?
flowers are, okay. Well, it's only that they're too much. It puts it in the wrong kind of context. Has your son ever been married?
No.
Okay. He doesn't live with you, does he?
No. He lives on his own. But he's a truck driver, so he's on the road. He's gone for days at a time. And so it's hard for him to meet people. So he was trying
All right, so let's deal with that, because that's the second part of this, that the reason he asked a woman who was 20 years, literally half his age, when he had a social engagement, is that he doesn't have women friends. It sounds like he doesn't have friends, per se, but he doesn't have women friends. And so he needs to do, he could do meet-up, and he not only could do meet-up in the area in which he lives, but in the area in which he travels. So he may be able to go and meet somebody for a hockey game or a baseball game or spend a weekend, climbing, camping in the Adirondacks. But he needs to have more of a social life. And that I hear that he has a job that really makes it a little more challenging. But thank goodness for the internet. And he should go and Google meetup.com, because I think there are other ones. That just happens to be the one I know about. Because mostly adults, and there's a huge number of activities. And it turns out if there's something you want to do, and there's nothing in that area, you can start up. You can say, let's watch the Mets play the Yankees at a bar or something.
What's it called again?
Meetup.
What's it called again?
Meetup.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's not M-E-A-T. That would be a whole different thing. That was a joke. Thank you for getting that. I appreciate that a lot. No, it's Meetup. But
same wavelength here.
Yes, we are. I like your idea of just going in and just saying, hi, how are you? Sorry things didn't work out. It was probably inappropriate. Everybody was probably a bit too old for you. And that'll just neutralize it at that moment. But
right.
I wouldn't do the flowers, and I would just go in, and it'll be a little awkward the first time, and the second time it'll be just fine. And don't ask women out who are too young. And basically, don't ask women out with whom you have any kind of business relationship. You really want to keep those things separate, and if nothing else, he's learned it here. And I hear that she was a target of opportunity. He just needs better opportunities.
Yeah.
And
well,
volunteer
he's
activities.
Her for about 4 years, and he liked her, as a person. Like,
well, it sounds like she's a likable person, but she's also a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years ago, she was 17.
Yeah.
She's just too young, and not only that, she likes him and trusts him as well. But her boss may have said something to her: "Is you can't date the clients. What if something goes wrong?"
He told my son to ask her out. He encouraged it, so it wasn't that. I think it was her mother. And I don't blame her mother at all. I thought he was too young, but
she was too young
for him.
And if you're going to do stuff like that, I hear that he thought that this was a pretty benign situation because it was with friends, but it does sound. If it was like going to a barbecue or something, then he might have gotten away with it, maybe, especially if it was during the day. But nighttime dinners get awfully close to the idea of a date, even if it's, even if it's with friends. So, he didn't really do anything wrong. She doesn't have enough experience, apparently, to have handled it in a more classy way. But you're right. He should go in, neutralize this, because the only time it's going to be difficult is the first time.
Okay.
And I know you were doing the flowers to kind of ease it, but I don't think he wants to send that message. If he do anything, he'd get her a lollipop. That was a joke. Don't get a lollipop.
No gifts, eh?
Yeah. Or an ice cream cone. Maybe a Barbie doll. No, don't get her anything. Just boogie on in and tell them about Meetup. All right?
Okay. Thank you
Good
very
enough.
Much.
You're welcome, bye-bye. Candy. I know. Meetup should be M-E-A-T. Never mind. It's like Tinder. I don't even want to go there. Eileen, what happened to you? I'll tell you what. I'll answer your question anyway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. All right, Eileen, I tend not to do this a whole lot, but you'd already been on hold, and I'd already you'd already told me what you wanted to talk about. So let me just sort of wander through this with you. And one of the, I said three things. You said, all right, when I get angry, I walk away. Why do I do that? And is that passive aggressive? And what are my options? The first question about passive aggressive is it depends how long you walk away and whether or not you expect the other person to come after you. Passive aggressive is making, not taking responsibility for your anger. And so walking away is in a twilight area, because if you expect, if you walk out of the room or slam the door and expect, well, slamming the door would be aggressive, but if you just walk away or say nothing and expect the other person to come after you, that is probably passive-aggressive behavior. If you walk away because you're afraid that if you'll lose your temper and say something that you wish you hadn't said, that's not necessarily passive-aggressive, depending on how long you stay away and whether you're willing, after you calm down, to go back and discuss it. In other words, do you claim your anger? Are you willing to say to somebody, that makes me unhappy? And the reason that you may walk away is again, it depends on how long and why. So, because sometimes just our mothers had the version of walking away, which is to take a deep breath and count to 10. And that is a distancing, which is also walking away. But the idea of counting to 10 is not what divorce is about 10. It's slowly counting to 10. So you are still staying in the situation. You are not abandoning the person. You are not giving them the idea that you're being dismissive of their concern. But you're giving yourself a moment to get past that instantaneous adrenaline response that says run or fight. So the question in this particular case, Eileen, is you're leaving part of that fight or flight response, or is it just a way for you to gain a little bit more control? And if it's the latter, then you might be better served by saying to the person, I just need a minute. Or let me just go and let me think about this for a minute. Because that will obliviate the notion that somehow you're abandoning that person, or if they're angry, you're going to abandon them, which is dismissive, and it is a form of passive aggressive behavior. So that number one is why you do it is I don't know what your motive is, and that would have been helpful to ask you. Is it to just gain some control over your emotions, or is it to gain some control over the situation? If it's the former, there are probably better ways of doing it. If it's the latter, that's passive-aggressive behavior. It's controlling the situation by essentially being passive. And certainly leaving a situation is you could see that it can be interpreted as passive. Are there alternatives? Well, I just mentioned a couple of them, but it depends on what your motive is for doing that. If it's to just gain some distance, to just take a moment and think about it, there are better ways to do it, of saying to the person, look, let's just give me a couple minutes to think about it, or let me just go splash some cold water on my face, or whatever, or counting to 10. So let's see, is it passive-aggressive behavior? Hard to tell without knowing a little bit more. Why do you do it? Again, I don't know why. If it's to control the situation, it's passive-aggressive behavior, and you need to understand that kind of control is very expensive in the long run, because the message you're giving to the other person is, if you ever say anything that I don't like, I'm going to abandon you. And in relationships, that's not the message we want to send. We want to send the message that we can be honest with one another. We have to be careful of our language so we're not brutalizing somebody or insulting them. But it's okay for nice people to disagree, to not always have the same perception. And that's how we grow as a couple, that's how we grow as individuals, is to deal with our disagreements. So let's see, number one, is it passive-aggressive? Number two, why are you doing it? Number three, we talked about alternatives. So there. All right, so you know them all at this moment. Alrighty, Manny, do I have enough time to do theater here, or shall we wait? What do you think?
You've got, let me do some math here, you've got about 3.5 minutes.
I'm just trying to think what we should do here, whether we do, let's wait, because I hate to do half of it and then come back, and I've got two to deal with, and a little bit about Tony Award, so we'll maybe wait. All right, so so you understand, passive-aggressive behavior is really, the ultimate passive-aggressive behavior is, that's all right, you take the light bulb, which is really a statement that says, how dare you? But instead of saying, how dare you, and then having the other person say, well, what do you mean, and getting in an argument, that's saying, that's okay, you take it, which is to try and manipulate the person into getting what you want, as opposed to being straightforward about it. It's a latent comment rather than a manifest comment. Got the difference? There we go. Alrighty. Alright, so we've done dating. We've done passive-aggressive behavior. We've won dating somebody who's 21 years younger than you are is probably not the world's best place to start. And if you're looking around and feeling that you don't have anybody to take to an event, I know people who've actually advertised I knew it in San Francisco. There's a black and white ball every year, which is a big deal. And somebody had just broken up with their person, so they went on Craigslist and said needed a date with the tux. And they ended up being together. I don't know if they got married, but they were together a very long time. All right, one of the sort of nasty stories that we have, which is, I don't think this is a sign of progress, personally. 10% of U.S. adults are now vaping, you know, using the electronic cigarettes, the e-cigarettes. You can't use them on planes. They now actually announce that you can't do them. And the problem is that of the 10% that are using them, and it's up by a factor of like four times more. Of course, they haven't been available for very long. 15% under the age of 40 now vape, and most of the people are still smoking cigarettes. So it's not like, you know, the idea presumably was invented as a way of getting off cigarettes. But 70% of current users started in the past year alone, and 3/4 of them also smoke cigarettes. You know, I don't know. The whole thing makes me very nervous, and I worry that it's going to, that there are going to be some long-term effects that we don't know. I mean, you're messing with your lungs. You're still trying. You know, you're still ingesting nicotine, so. They were motivated to use the devices because of friends or family. 40% said they were persuaded by the ability to smoke indoors and the lower cost over time. So there we go. 80% said the device was a good way to help people quit smoking, but most of them are not quitting smoking. So what can I tell you about this? All righty. I just worried. I'm waiting to see, but for now I think it's better than cigarettes. He felt that he puffed the device about 150 times a day instead of smoking. His family would like them to quit that too. So everybody who's doing it says, well, it's better than smoking, but most of the people are still smoking. And, the long-term effects, you guys, I guess smokers are basically less concerned about long-term effects or they wouldn't smoke to begin with. But I'm not sure that this is a particularly viable alternative. I guess it's less toxic to people around you, but I don't know. Doesn't seem to me a great idea. But then I'm not a smoker. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. 7569 is how you need to remember, right? The rest you can suss out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.